Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Dade County officials have opened the county's storm shelters as cooling centers to help residents escape dangerous heat expected to continue through the weekend. County Executive Don Townsend has ordered all county storm shelters to remain open as cooling centers through Sunday at 6 p.m. That's in response to the extreme heat warning issued by the National Weather Service. Forecasters say the heat index values could reach 110 degrees during the afternoon hours, creating dangerous conditions for anyone spending extended time outdoors. Residents who do not have adequate air conditioning, as well as senior citizens, those with medical conditions, and anyone vulnerable to the extreme heat are encouraged to take advantage of the cooling shelters. They are open at the Dade County Sports Complex on Highway 11 South, the South Dade Community Shelter at 265 School Street in Rising Fawn, and the Sand Mountain Community Shelter on Davis School Road on Sand Mountain. County officials note that all three facilities are FEMA-approved storm shelters and are fully operational. The National Weather Service urging everyone to stay hydrated, limit strenuous outdoor activities during the hottest part of the day, wear lightweight clothing, and check on your elderly family members, neighbors, or others who might be at risk of heat-related illnesses. Dade County officials are encouraging residents to share that information to help ensure anyone needing relief from the dangerous heat knows that the cooling shelters are now available. DeKalb Medical Center in Fort Payne has launched its new robotic surgery program with the addition of the Da Vinci surgical system and successfully completed its first robotic-assisted procedure back on the 29th of last month. Hospital President Daryl Blaylock says the investment brings some new innovative technology found in larger medical centers to DeKalb County, allowing more patients to receive specialized care without having to travel out of the area. The system allows surgeons to perform complex procedures through small incisions using high-definition, three-dimensional imaging and highly precise surgical instruments. Hospital officials emphasize that the surgeon remains in complete control of the robotic system throughout every procedure. Potential benefits for patients include less pain, reduced blood loss, a lower risk of infection, shorter hospital stays, faster recovery, and smaller scars. Hospital leaders say the new robotic surgery program represents a major investment in the future of healthcare in DeKalb County and expands access to advanced surgical care for local residents. Several new laws took effect across Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee yesterday, bringing changes that could affect students, consumers, and property owners. One of the most significant changes requires all Georgia public K-8 schools to prohibit students from using cell phones, tablets, and other internet-connected personal devices through the school day. Another new law requires restaurants to disclose whether the shrimp they serve is foreign imported, giving customers more information about where their seafood comes from. And a third law allows property owners to sue local governments if they believe their property values have been harmed because certain laws involving issues like homelessness, immigration, or public safety were not enforced. State officials say more than 100 new laws took effect with the start of Georgia's new fiscal year, covering everything from education and consumer protection to public safety. In Alabama, laws that took effect bringing changes for state employees, public safety, and criminal justice, including one law providing paid paternal leave for eligible state employees and public school workers. Mothers will receive up to 8 weeks of paid leave following the birth, stillbirth, or adoption of a child, while fathers receive 2 weeks of paid leave. Another new law makes it a felony to possess or sell a Glock switch or other device that converts a semi-automatic pistol into a fully automatic weapon. Violators can face up to 10 years in prison as lawmakers crack down on illegal firearm conversion devices. A third law in Alabama increases penalties for child exploitation crimes, strengthening protections for children, and giving prosecutors additional tools to pursue offenders. The legislation is part of a broader public safety package approved during this year's legislative session. State leaders say the new laws are designed to improve public safety, support Alabama families, and strengthen protections for kids. Several new laws in Tennessee in effect yesterday, bringing changes to public safety, immigration, and consumer protection. One law, known as the Drink Spiking Prevention Act, makes it a Class D felony to intentionally place drugs or intoxicating substances into another person's food or drink without their knowledge. Another law requires applicants for certain professional licenses and certificates to provide proof that they are U.S. citizens or are lawfully present in the country before receiving state approval. A third measure strengthens penalties for threats of mass violence against schools, child care facilities, preschools, and certain places of worship. Making a reckless threat against those locations is now a Class E felony in Tennessee. State lawmakers say the new laws, again, designed to improve public safety, strengthen consumer protections, and enhance security across the state. And the Braves looking to pick up the series win against the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 3 of that series coming up tonight. A loss night before last and a win last night puts them at 1-1. We're looking to make that a win coming up tonight. Airtime 6 o'clock for the Ford Leadoff Show. 7:15 first pitch from Truist Park. We'll have it for you right here on Classic Hits K-Win. At your news update, stay up to date anytime at discoverday.com and throughout the day right here at 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM and AM 1420. Classic Hits K-Win. I'm Mike Powers.